We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So no Nick Kostas this week, like I mentioned, but I did want to take a look at some of the odds with the NBA right now. A couple of different things. Who's favored to win the championship, and then where Kevin Durant might go. Kevin Durant, that was a sizzling story. That was a hot story at the end of last week. And now I guess trades and stuff can't happen until today, conveniently over the 4th of July weekend. But more moves can start to happen today. I don't think, if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, this was my hot take, I'm not trading him. I'm not trading him until I get the perfect package. Right now, the Suns are 4-5 odds. That's better than 1-1. The Suns are the favorite. Then it's the Raptors now at 2-1. The Heat at 7-1. The Warriors at 10-1.
You really think that the Warriors would trade for him?
I think they have the assets to do it better
than
anybody else.
They most definitely do.
I don't think they're doing it.
You don't think they would consider giving up some of that future to give it another run at a championship?
I don't think.
Granted, they just won the NBA Finals.
They don't need him.
They don't.
They needed him last time. They don't need him now.
Well, who's stacking up against them in outside? Let's say the Bucks. Who else?
For the NBA championship?
Yeah.
Let me give you those odds quick. Warriors are 6-1. Suns are 6-1. Celtics are 7-1. Clippers are 7-1. Bucks are 8-1.
Okay, so if a fully healthy Clippers team, are they stacking up? They can beat the Suns.
The Warriors?
Yes. As currently constructed, they can beat the Suns.
Well, they can beat all these teams.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they could mortgage the future and say, yeah, we'll trade you Wiseman, we'll, you know, give you Kuminga, whatever the case may be, some of these young guys. And I think that would be an enticing deal for the Nets. But do you want to give up that security of knowing that you're going to have a decent basketball team after Stephen Curry and those guys are finished for another run with it with Kevin Durant? Or do you just say, we just want it without him, why would we try and go win it with him?
If I'm the Warriors, and some say that I almost am.
You are.
I am not getting back in the Kevin Durant business.
No, I would not. Now, that being said you wouldn't trade Kevin Durant if you're the Nets.
Oh, I'm not trading him.
Is there any chance he sits out if he doesn't get traded?
I don't care. If I'm the Nets, go ahead.
I don't think he would sit out at this point, though. He's too old for that.
I don't think he would sit out. If he didn't get a trade, I think that he would ultimately play.
He would play, I think. Yeah.
But what if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, so the Nets did everything possible for this to work. They gave him everything. Basically, Kevin Durant was a parasite, and he needed a host. Now, I'm not calling Kevin Durant a parasite. I'm making an analogy. He didn't care where it was. They just needed a team that had cap space for him and Kyrie. And they found one in Brooklyn. They needed a team that had cap space.
Are you blaming this all on Kevin Durant? Because I feel like it's not Kevin Durant's fault.
No. So they found Brooklyn. Then Kyrie didn't play. And then James Harden got mad, so he left.
I feel like this is more on Kyrie than Kevin Durant.
Well, a lot of it's on Kyrie. But now if I'm the Nets, I did all of this for Kyrie and KD. So I'm not trading either of you, unless it benefits me.
Oh, I'll trade Kyrie so quick, I don't really care what I get.
But if I can get something for him, like from the dumb Lakers, then even if I get Russ, I'll do that.
Let's build the old Oklahoma City Thunder back with the
Brooklyn Nets. And then get Harden back.
Get Harden back, Russell
But like
Westbrook.
With Durant, I just feel like, and I don't know whose fault it is, but Kevin Durant came here. We signed him. He's got 4 years left. He hasn't even started his new contract. I'm not trading him just because he wants, because times got tough. I'm saying I'm not trading you because I think that, let's say he sits out a year. Whatever the Nets can get for Kevin Durant right now, don't you think that's also what they can get a year later, even if he sits out? The trade package is not going to change, I don't think. Maybe it's even better. Maybe 3 years of a contract's more attractive than four. I don't know. Maybe it's better. I just I'm not just saying Kevin wants out. Let's just send him where he wants to go and you know, get the best from like Phoenix. He wants to go to Phoenix, so let's send him to Phoenix and I'm trying to get the best deal. And I'm holding it out and I'm making teams bid against each other. And then I'm going to trade him when it's right for me. And if he wants to sit out, he sit out. I think he'd play. I think he would still play. I think he'd say, "Well, I want to be traded, but I'd still play." Remember last week we were talking with Nick Kostos and the odds for the Nets to win a title were like 6-1 with KD and Kyrie. And we said, well, why are the odds like that? And he says, they should be like that because if they're any higher, people would bet on them. Now they're 40-1. And as of right now, they have Kyrie and KD. So if you think that they're going to stay, all of a sudden you can get the Nets at 40-1
odds. I don't think there's any chance Kyrie ever plays for them again.
Dude, I don't know what Kyrie. I don't know what Kyrie thinks. He thinks. I don't know if he knows what he knows. It's so wild.
Yeah, I mean he's polarizing because you don't know exactly what he's gonna do. You're right. I don't think he knows what he's gonna do. At least with Durant, I feel like he's at an age.
Kyrie's
now,
gonna do whatever gets a reaction. That's all he cares about.
Yeah, KD at least at this point, I think understands that his years are numbered. Especially coming off some of the injuries he has had. So he's just going to play. You know, if he doesn't get what he wants, he's still going to play basketball. He wants to kind of cement his legacy as, you know, whatever it's going to be. Kyrie, I don't think cares about any of that. He's just going to do whatever Kyrie feels like doing. And I don't think it's playing basketball at this point.
So does KD really want to be traded from Brooklyn or does he want... Is he saying that because he wants him to trade Kyrie?
No, and that was what's weird about that report, that if they were going to move Kyrie, then he wanted to be moved. I feel like it would have been the opposite. Move Kyrie and get me something that I can depend on. I want to win another championship. I want to do it without the Warriors so that I can be validated for whatever reason that people want to do that. And bring me someone that I can depend on. It isn't going to cause a headache. That's just going to play basketball.
If I'm Durant, I don't know why I would want to leave Brooklyn other than Kyrie Irving. They've given you everything you've wanted. It hasn't worked out. You live in New York City. What does he want? You've got the canvas is yours. This is your team. You can try to get people to play with you. You know, you can help with the...
You've got a coach who lets you do whatever you want.
Yeah, Steve Nash, you can walk all over.
You got a puppet as a coach.
So unless what he wants to do is go to a team where they're like just more closer to winning a championship, but then...
Unless he doesn't want to carry the load anymore, unless he just wants to be, you know, when he went to Golden State...
So then why did he leave?
Because he wanted to be the guy.
He clearly regrets leaving, right?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, especially since they won now.
I don't know that he regrets like all the legacy stuff or whatever... I think he just enjoyed the fact that he didn't have to be the only guy.
But I don't think that he liked that he was like the fourth guy. Kevin Durant won two finals MVPs for that team.
Mm-hmm.
And he would still never get more than the fourth biggest applause.
Yep.
It would always be Steph, Clay, and Draymond. He could never truly be one of those guys. I don't know if they retire his number. I mean, I guess you think you could, but I don't know. I just think if I'm Kevin Durant... He talks so much about legacy all the time. Legacy, how it doesn't matter. Stop ranking. But every move he makes is trying to define his legacy. He needed a title, so he went to Golden State. Then he needed to show that he could win without him, so he went to Brooklyn. Now he thinks he needs to win again, so now he wants to go back to the Phoenix or Miami or Golden State or whatever. It just doesn't make sense for a guy that keeps saying, nah, you can't be doing legacy, guys. You're a fool. That's what he cares about, his legacy to me.
Yeah, it's an interesting discussion because I don't know exactly what he's looking for at this point.
I think he stays with the Nets. I don't think he gets traded.
I don't think he goes anywhere either.
I think he plays.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade him if I'm, like you said, if I'm the Nets, I'm not trading him because you have one of the three best basketball players in the world right now.
Right. And I'm not trading him for pennies on the dollar. I'm not trading him for DeAndre Ayton and Cam Payne.
No. I need multiple good players, or if you're going to do something where if the Warriors were going to trade me three of their young guys, like a Moody, Kuminga, and Wiseman, or even four of their young guys, and I had to toss someone in with KD, sure, I'd do something like that, but I'm not doing anything less than if you're doing a superstar like a DeAndre Ayton. I need someone else that can play too.
Let me tell you what's going on with the Bucks here in a moment. Mike the Painter. Mike, what's up?
Good morning there, Bart.
Oh, you got a big day today. You got a big day today. You and Tony at the ball game.
Yes, sir. Wow, it's a good time.
You took a day off work.
Yeah, and I'm going to get adjusted at the chiropractor right now, too. So
it'll be
a better day.
Okay, what's up?
So, you know, I think the only way that Kevin Durant could save his legacy is to go back to Oklahoma. That'd be the only way. If he leaves Brooklyn without a championship, he just looked like a guy that's just whining because he can't get the right team together.
Yeah, I agree.
They got all those young teams, and he brings a championship there. That would really solidify him as one of the greats.
Yeah, I don't even know if Oklahoma City does that. I don't know if your team, if you, like Kevin Durant, he like... I wouldn't be confident that if I traded for Kevin Durant that I'd be getting 4 years out of KD. I wouldn't be confident in that. So I don't know that the Oklahoma City's on this path. They have their guys. They're getting their team. They've got all these assets. I don't know if I use that on Durant, who I'm not sure if he's sure what he wants. So I'm not doing that.
I don't. I wouldn't be if I was the top teams that he wants to go to. I wouldn't trade for him because. The Warriors already showed that they don't need him. You know,
no, and if they try to get KD, don't put the next 2 years ahead of the next 10. You've already got your four championships.
Right.
The Warriors could do something undone in history ever where they just like piggyback from one legacy to another.
Exactly.
One dynasty to another. So don't blow that up by bringing KD back.
But that being said, you could also do something that hasn't been done and go for like 7-8 championships.
Right, which would count this time, unlike in the 60s when the Celtics did it when there were only 8 teams. People forget.
The only other team that would make sense would be the Suns, but they would have to give up so many assets that would they be a contender with KD?
Well, they'd keep Booker and they'd have Paul. You have Paul, Booker, and KD are a contender.
Yeah, but would the team want, like, Booker or, you know, because why would you give up, you know, a top player without getting a top player in return?
Well, that's why I don't think Brooklyn's going to trade him until they get the best offer possible.
Yeah, it's true. But, yeah, he'd have to go back to Oklahoma to solidify his legacy. But that's just it. That's the only place that would make sense for him, too. So.
Well, have fun at the game today, Mike.
I will. Are you going to be there?
I don't know yet.
All right. Well, have a great day there, Bart. Have a great day, Toby.
See you, Mike.
See ya. Mike, the painter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.